shout out to the folks over at Dave & Buster's in Plymouth Meeting, because I had Leonard's birthday party there yesterday, and Atai, our server, was phenomenal.
You had Leonard's birthday party over the weekend.
I did.
Isn't he great. Born in August?
No.
So we're 3 months late on his birthday party.
Andy.
Wow.
Come on, I feel bad enough. He had a birthday party.
You should.
Yeah, really?
And he had a ball. And it's funny because the moms of the kids who, like, their firstborns were invited were like, oh, his birthday's when? But then the moms of kids who have more than one kid, and this isn't their firstborn, they were like, oh, yeah, no. But you know what? It's kind of like a special treat when it's this late because you don't see it coming. They all made excuses for me, which I thought was really endearing.
He spent 3 months just going, yeah, my parents forgot about my birthday. But now, oh, good. Thank God.
I promised him this party in July. And I was like, let's wait till school starts. And then he's like, Mom, are we going to have that birthday party?
Could I please have just a little party?
So we did. And he had I think it was worth the wait. I'm sure
it was. You know what? Here, for your 7th birthday, I'm going to send you to Paris in 20 years. So just wait 20 years and you'll be able to go to Paris.
How did it get this far away from you? How do you go 3 months, though?
What it is to be a mom, Zach. There's a lot that was going on in our lives.
I get a month. I really do. Even
you're in another season. You actually celebrated his birthday in another season.
No, and I'll tell you what. Like, besides Christmas shopping and stuff, I was like, oh, geez, now we have to pay for this party. Maybe, but I knew we couldn't.
You know what?
Just put off
Christmas until April.
Idea. They'll never see that
just
coming.
Just put an empty box saying present coming in April.
No, because you know what? That darn elf is going to be with us that long then. Forget about that.
Is this a common thing? Like, do you forget Tori's or is...
No, I didn't forget Tori's. Oh. And I didn't forget.
Here's your gift. You know who the favorite child is. That is your gift.
Wow.
Your gift is you knowing that we never forgot
Well,
Tori's
I know what to get
gift.
Leonard for his 8th birthday, and that's lessons for therapy when he's 20. But that's okay. No.
Moms, help me out.
Can I get a picture of Leonard, of the party for the Facebook page real quick? We'll post something up real quick.
Andy. You didn't take a picture? You didn't take any pictures?
It's not his birthday.
Oh, he's not one of his birthday party. Holy cow. And I thought I was raised by wolves.
I have pictures of him from his birthday in August. I just don't have pictures of him from yesterday.
You took none. You didn't catch any of
this is great.
But they're like herding cats, those boys at Dave & Buster's. Yeah, they're just running all over.
It doesn't have to be posed. You can, like, you have a camera on your phone. Just snap it.
Maybe my husband took pictures. Wow. You know, I'll get you something. I'm sure I have something.
All right, you were about to ask.
So, yes, moms, help me out here, right? Like, you've probably had, I realize this is a mom fail. I do, and I'll own it. But there's got to be bigger mom fails than this. I mean, I probably have done them. Maybe you remember one that I've done. 215-263-6700.
Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
Good morning. This is Lisa.
So, Lisa, what do you think about Andy's situation with the 3 month late birthday party?
Okay, so my question for Frank and Zach is, do you have children?
I've got nieces. I've got nephews.
Do you have children?
I don't forget birthdays.
No. It wasn't a question. If you don't have children, then you have nothing to say. And yes, I've been in that situation, Andy. And yes, it's not good. But guess what? Moms are busy. And we do what we have to do for our kids. If you don't have children, you have nothing to say. Andy, I'm with you. Go, Mom.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Heather. Good morning. I was listening to Andy, and I wanted to tell her it's okay.
Thank you.
My daughter turned 12, and we promised, instead of doing a party, we were going to do an experience with her, and she wanted to go to Washington, D.C. This was in June. We still haven't gotten to Washington, and she asked me the other day, Mommy, are we going for my birthday ever? I mean, we did something at home for her. Like, you know, she got her cake and she got a happy birthday and everything. We didn't do nothing for her birthday.
She got a happy birthday.
I said happy birthday. You know.
Yeah,
and here's a roll full of nickels.
Heather, thanks so much for chiming in.
Thank you. Love your show and have a great day.
Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Lynn.
Lynn, what is your feeling about Andy's 3-month late birthday party?
Oh, Andy, I've so been there. We have a December birthday. We got snowed out. The whole nine yards. Didn't end up having it until March. Bowling party. They had a riot. It was great. Great party. They went out to the arcades. I'm packing up, cleaning up the whole nine yards, packed the car, drove away, left the kid at the birthday party.
No! We've got a winner!
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, everybody's okay now?
Everything's fine. She had no clue. She was playing in the arcade.
Oh,
didn't even
hilarious.
Know we left her.
Great story.
Have a good day. Love you. Love your show.
Do you feel better?
See, I'm not the only one.
How could you not feel better after that?
Well, I'm just waiting for that to happen. You know I'm going to leave my kids somewhere.
Well, then it's great. I do. Just share it with us on the radio. That's all I ask. Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Amber. I am calling about the birthday party fail.
It was a successful birthday party. It was just 3 months late.
So my son, when he was 4 or 5, I threw him a surprise party, and he hated it. And cried the whole time, and ever since then, he hasn't wanted a birthday party.
Amber, actually, I just think you gave genius parent advice. Throw a surprise party for a kid that's going to scare the heck out of him, and he'll never want to party again.
You're off the hook.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
Frank, you're talking to Kelly from Mount Laurel. I had a mom fail. I have 2 kids. When my son was going into middle school, my daughter was going into high school, and I just assumed all schools started on Wednesday because I didn't bother to ask. I was out to breakfast with my kids because it was the last day before school started, and middle school called and wanted to know why Stephen wasn't at school.
You forgot to bring your kid to school?
But it happens. And it happens when... It's only going to get worse, probably. I'm really sorry to tell you that, but it's going to get worse. Love you. Love your show. Bye.